This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
There's a bush that grows in the Holy Land that everybody appreciates. It is small, grows along close to the ground, and if you look close at it, it has the appearance of chicken wire. Our guide told us it was used by the people as fuel. It was also used as a fence to keep the small animals penned in. I was surprised when our guide told us the name of the little plant. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a lesson from the most famous bush in the Bible. After examining the little plant, I asked our guide what it was called. He replied, "The people call it the burning bush. They use it in their ovens to bake their bread. It is plentiful and burns a long time with a hot flame." It was then that I thought about the experience Moses had. Imagine seeing one of these little bushes on fire and not consumed. When it happened to Moses, he said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." Now, I know some people like that. My wife, Virginia, has a group of women in Bible study each week. One lady, named Anne, is one of the most cheerful and victorious women I've ever met. The unusual thing about her is that she's been blind for about 8 years. She has sugar diabetes. She's on a dialysis machine 3 times a week. Her potassium count often rises to such a level that it stops her heart. She hovers at the brink of death and undergoes tremendous physical suffering. But her cheery spirit has caused many a doctor and many a nurse to stop and turn aside. They marvel that although her life has undergone the fires of pain and suffering for years, her spirit is not consumed. My mother had the same kind of spirit. She lived on the edge of poverty most of her life. She wore hand-me-down clothes. Her third son had cerebral palsy for years and died in his late 30s. Many a day she had to send her husband and sons off to work with sauerkraut sandwiches in their lunchboxes. Yet the thing I remember about her is her cheery spirit. When she baked bread, and by the way, it was the best bread in the county, she would always bake an extra loaf or two. Then she would put it in a sack, give it to me with instructions to take it to some friend who was having difficulties. "It may cheer them up a little bit," she'd say. For years she endured the fires of poverty and heartache, and yet she was not consumed. Although she was a tiny little lady, she was a big person. You can always tell the size of a person by what it takes to get them down. I think it would have taken a herd of elephants to get my mother down. Why are some people like that? Well, frankly, I think it has to do with your basic approach to life. You either live for self or for others. Jesus put it in perspective when he said, "If any man will come after me, let him give up all right to himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." For the Christian, there's a tremendous release in that statement. Jesus becomes his Lord. As he gives up all right to himself, he learns to get his mind off self and begins to think of and have a concern for others. That in itself can bring a whole new outlook on life. And the key to that is to learn how to see life from God's perspective as he has revealed it in his Word. If you would like some help in getting into the Word of God, we have a catalog of Bible study helps that I'd be glad to send to you. Just write to me, Leroy Imes, care of the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. May God bless you as you follow him.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. You'll find this daily devotional and Bible reading guide a valuable aid in your personal time alone with God. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.